When Karen came to LA to visit her cousin, she was assured there'd be parties all the time. It was just a matter of finding them. But so far, zilch, nada, nothing. All Karen had really done was drive around aimlessly. Frustrated, Karen starts to head home. By the sounds of things, her car's just as fed up as she is. The car won't start. Karen pulls out her phone to call someone for help, but that's dead too. Karen looks around the street. It's a wealthy neighborhood filled with beautiful mansions. Surely someone can help. Karen gets out of the car. It sounds like there's a party going on in the house across the street. Karen gravitates toward it, naturally, and hopes that somebody inside will be willing to help her. She approaches the front gate and rings the intercom. To Karen's surprise, the gate's open. She shrugs and walks up to the house. She thought rich people were more security conscious than this. The mansion she walks up to is beautiful and modern, the type of place she could only dream of living in. The front door opens, and she can see a man silhouetted in the doorway.
The woman coming up the drive isn't someone he knows, but he doesn't care. She's gorgeous, dressed in a slinky party dress that hugs her in all the right places. He's instantly drawn to her.
The man before her is none other than Will Morris, a famous actor who Karen has been crushing on for years. If Karen thought he was attractive on the big screen, it's nothing compared to seeing him in real life. He's dressed in a casual suit, and the buttons on his shirt are only half done up, giving her a lovely view of his chest. His tie is undone and framing his chest perfectly. It's just like a scene from one of his movies, and Karen knows exactly how to respond. All thoughts about her broken-down car and dead phone leave her mind. All Karen can think about is that she's standing in front of her years-long on-screen crush. And, if the tabloids could be believed, he's recently broken up with his latest pretty young thing. If this plays out like the movie, Karen is going to be a very happy woman by the end of the night.
It doesn't matter why she's here. He could see from her surprised expression that she hadn't expected to see him at the door. She can't be some stalker, and that's good enough for him. He's recently broken up with his girlfriend, and he's been looking for someone to lose himself in. The fact this is playing out like one of his movies had him intrigued.
She follows him inside, where the party is still going strong. The place is huge and full of people. Some are dancing, others chatting and laughing in various groups in the large entrance hall and beyond. Out of the double volume windows, Karen can see a beautiful view of the valley. Knowing how the movie went down gives Karen the confidence to be bold. She'd be a stammering mess otherwise. Will takes Karen through to the bar in the rear of the house. Karen thinks she spots some other famous people too, but she only had eyes for Will. She doesn't miss the way his eyes keep looking over her. She can tell he's interested in her. This is even better than the kind of fun Karen was hoping for when she came to LA. She makes sure to sway her hips as she walks.
He can already tell that this woman is a firecracker. At the bar, Will fetches the most expensive bottle of tequila he has, along with the salt and lime wedges. He pours the tequila into shot glasses. He feels a kick of arousal at her suggestion. She's bold and it's thrilling. He hands her the salt shaker and offers the plate of lime wedges. If she wants to run the show, he'll happily let her. He can already tell that this is going to be so much more fun than filming the scenes.
Karen smirks and licks her finger. She traces a line over the swell of her cleavage and pours salt onto it. Karen places a lime wedge between her teeth, waiting for Will to take it from her. She indicates to the shot glass and raised an eyebrow in a challenge.
Will picks up the shot and readies himself. He's just met this woman, and he's about to lick her breast. It's a damn good night. He leans in and licks the salt from her skin, letting her know just how good he is with his tongue. Then he downs the shot. As the alcohol burns pleasantly, Will takes the lime from Karen's mouth. Their lips brush together as the sour burst of citrus fills his mouth.
Her skin is still tingling from having Will's tongue on her. The way his lips touch hers has Karen desperate for more. She's fantasized about being with Will many times. She can barely believe she actually has the chance.
Tit for tat seems only fair. Will licks his finger and traces a line down the center of his chest. He notes the spark of interest in Karen's eyes. He salts the line on his chest.
Karen watches as Will places the lime in his mouth. Her desire for him grows with every passing second. She picks up her shot and takes a second to appreciate the fact that she's about to lick the chest of her favorite actor. And if things go well, that won't be the only thing she'll be licking. Karen leans in and licks the salt from Will's chest. She notes how good his cologne smells. Then she downs the shot.
When Karen leans in to take the lime from Will, he can't help but hold on to her gorgeous hips and keep her close. She presses into him as she takes the lime from his mouth, her lips lingering against his.
As the lime juice bursts over her tongue, all Karen can think about is how much she wants Will. She doesn't want to wait anymore. She discards the lime, but doesn't move away from Will's grasp.
Will's never felt more eager. Karen isn't making a request, but issuing a command, and Will is more than happy to follow it. Will leads Karen upstairs to his bedroom. The revelry carries on without him, and he doesn't care if he'll be missed. He only cares about one thing now, and that's having Karen. He's already half hard.
Karen's heart races as she enters Will's bedroom. It's as lavish as she could have expected, and the huge bed looks comfortable and inviting. This is where the scene in the movie ended. The rest is up to her. The slatted headboard gives her an idea. She takes Will's tie from him.
Will smirks and unbuttons the rest of his shirt and shrugs it from his shoulders. Usually the only time Will follows orders is when a director is behind a camera, but this seems like a good time to try something new.
Karen watches Will undress with unrestrained desire. He shucks off his pants and boxers, giving her a full view of his amazing body. The screen doesn't do him justice.
Will lies down on the bed, and Karen approaches, his tie still in her hand. Will nods, and Karen loops the tie around his wrists and secures it to the slats in his headboard. The restraint is loose enough that he could slip out if he really wanted to, but he can't see that happening. He wants this. He watches as Karen slips her sexy panties off.
Karen aches with need. She climbs onto the bed and straddles Will. Karen kisses her way down Will's chest, and his breathing speeds up.
The heated look Karen gives him makes Will throb with desire. She takes her place above him and reaches between her legs to take hold of his erection.
Karen lines Will up and sinks down onto him slowly, enjoying every inch as he fills her up.
Will tugs at the tie, not to free his hands, but to test the restraint. Karen seats herself in his lap, and he's fully inside her wet pussy. He loves feeling how much she wants him. It feels even better when she starts to move.
Karen takes her pleasure from Will, riding him like she has done in her dreams so many times. She has Will at her mercy, and she's not going to stop until she's satisfied.
Karen's breasts bounce as she rides him, teasing him beneath her dress. He can feel her clenching as she rises and falls, and he knows it won't take long before they both come.
Thank you. Thank you.